If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. As the month of September is now underway, it has begun in a very remarkable way here at Worth Baptist Church. In fact, last Sunday, the Labor Day weekend, we experienced something that we had never experienced before. We had a record Labor Day weekend attendance in our Sunday school. The worship services were well attended, and God added 7 people to our church. The spirit of revival that so characterized Worth Baptist Church during the days of the summer has gone over into the days of the fall as we met beginning the new month of September last Sunday in our great Festival of Faith, God blessed in a remarkable way. We're simply rejoicing in all the good things that God is doing for us here at Worth Baptist Church. Today, Sunday, September 8th, is Promotion Day, and we want to say Happy New Year to you because it begins a brand new Sunday school year here at Worth Baptist Church. The Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church has a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. Our textbook is the Bible, the Word of God. We believe the Bible is inspired, infallible, and inerrant. We believe that God has spoken to man, and in the 66 books of the Bible, God has made known His will for all mankind. The new theme for our Sunday school year, 1974-1975, is this: nothing is impossible. And we're basing that on the words of Jesus, who said, "With God, nothing is impossible." And we're taking God at His word, and we're erasing the word impossible from our vocabulary, and we're adopting this new theme because we believe God is able to do everything. Do you believe that? Are you willing to take God at His word? Are you willing to trust Him today and believe that God can do all things? The motto of our Sunday school has long since been a very outstanding motto, and it is this: teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. With the Bible as the only text, we believe that God's word will bring conviction in the hearts of men and women and boys and girls. We are expanding and enlarging our ministry and our personnel here at Worth Baptist Church, and we'll be saying more about that in the days to come. We would certainly want you to come and visit Worth Baptist Church during these days. We'd like for you to see for yourself what God is doing at this place. Recently, we have purchased 14 acres of ground that adjoins the Fort Worth State School and is just 1/2 mile north of Loop 820, which will become Interstate 20, and is just across from the Tarrant County Junior College, the South Campus. In just a few months, Loop 820 will become Interstate 20, and we're just 1/2 mile, or roughly 30 seconds from that, and only about 2.5 or 3 minutes from Interstate 35. We believe we have one of the best locations in the city of Fort Worth to build a church, and we want you to join with us in prayer as we move toward that direction. Let me give you a moment or two of some things about Worth Baptist Church that we believe would be a challenge to you. We were organized 20 years ago. During these 20 years, God has blessed in a remarkable way. It has been my privilege to be the pastor of Worth Baptist Church for some 13 years, and we're looking forward to many wonderful years together in the days to come. Worth Baptist Church is a missionary-minded church. We have always put first things first here at our church. Currently, we are helping to support more than 60 missionary families in the various parts of the world. Last year, we were privileged to give over $50,000 to send the gospel to the ends of the earth. We believe God's word will help men in every area of their lives. And we believe it is incumbent upon the church to go around the world with the gospel. So if you're looking for a church that has a worldwide vision, that is sending the gospel to the ends of the earth, you'll find that right here at Worth Baptist Church. We are presently located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. We would be happy for you to come today and share with us the good things that God is doing for us during these days. Bring the whole family. Come for Sunday school. Study the Word of God with us in a systematic way every Sunday at 10 o'clock, where there is a class for every member of your family. Our Sunday morning worship service is at 11 o'clock, and our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. Our Wednesday services are at 7:30. My, how God is blessing in the midweek services. And we're looking forward to continued blessings and the continued spirit of revival during the days of the fall. Let me encourage you now to pray, and to pray earnestly that God will continue the spirit of revival that began in the summer. And we are praying for revival not only here at Worth Baptist Church, but we are praying that God would send a revival across the nation and around the world. These are difficult days in which we live, and yet these are the most exciting days in the history of the church, and the most exciting days in the history of mankind. God is going to do something great for His people. We believe God is preparing His people for these last trying, difficult, perilous days. And the coming of the Lord Jesus, we believe to be near at hand. The Bible says, "Unto them that look for Him shall He appear the second time without a sin offering unto salvation." The purpose of this broadcast, which is entering upon its fifth anniversary, the first Sunday of October will mark 5 years of the broadcast of Worth Baptist Hour. We'll be saying more about that during the coming weeks of September and as we enter the month of October. But the primary purpose of this broadcast and of this radio ministry is to reach the lost with the gospel. We also count it a privilege to go into the homes of our sick and shut-in friends and our people in the rest homes and the hospitals, or people just traveling through the country. We've heard from as far away as New Mexico to the west and down in Louisiana to the east. So this station, KBUY, is reaching many hundreds and thousands of people, and we believe the gospel is being brought to them by this radio ministry. So we encourage you to write us during these days. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Write today. Let us know that you get the broadcast and that it's a real blessing to your heart and to your home. Again, may I encourage you to be in prayer for revival and come and share with us the great festival of faith during the days of the fall here at Worth Baptist Church. 1 week from today, on Sunday, September 15th, our Golden Victory Enlargement Program begins. We're looking forward to reaching hundreds of people and winning many lost souls to Christ during the months ahead. So we invite you to join with us in these wonderful endeavors in the ministry of Worth Baptist Church, located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And now to my message on today's broadcast, entitled, Strike It Rich. I'm going to read from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 13, at verse 44. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank Thee for every broadcast of Worth Baptist Hour. We thank Thee for the privilege of voicing the truth, of preaching the gospel, the unsearchable riches of the marvelous grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And today especially, we pray that this broadcast might reach many souls for the Savior. Bless every heart, every home, every sick one, every shut-in one, every person who hears this broadcast in this hour. And bless the station that sends it out. And may today's message bring comfort and consolation and encouragement to every listener is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. And with thanksgiving we pray. Amen. And now in the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 13, at verse 44, Jesus speaks, and this is what he has to say. Listen carefully. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which, when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. I'm speaking from the subject, Strike It Rich. In a Florida newspaper some time ago, a headline appeared that read like this, Is there a gold mine in your attic? And then there was a story beneath that headline of a woman who was cleaning her attic and poking around in trunks and boxes that were there. She came across what she thought might be some valuable documents. They were yellow and they were faded. And at first she decided she would just lay them aside. Then on second thought, she reasoned within herself, I'll take them to the bank and find out. And so she did. When she put them down before the teller, he looked at them and said, Lady, I'll be back in just a moment. So he went to get the vice president. In a moment or two, the vice president came and said to the dear lady, My dear lady, you'll be glad to know that these documents are worth in excess of $60,000. In a measure, we might say, she had a gold mine in her attic. She struck it rich. Now, you might not have a gold mine in your attic, but you might have acres of diamonds all around you in a place that you would least likely expect to find it. A noted scientist said on one occasion, and I quote, There is enough power in one lump of coal, if treated with radiation, to run all the railroads in the British Empire a whole month. Well, I have one better than that, my friend. There is enough spiritual power in one verse of Scripture to revolutionize your life and to revolutionize your church and your city and the entire nation. And that verse is in Galatians 2:20, where Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. What an explosive verse. There's dynamite in that one verse of Scripture. Christ living in you. A few years ago, the city of Monroe, Louisiana, was known as the Cotton Bowl of the South, until one day a man drilled for oil, and his rig blew up. Not by the oil, but by natural gas. And that was the beginning of the great network of pipelines stretching all the way to the East Coast, from New York to Florida, piping natural gas to those people in that area. You know one thing? Your spiritual life might be at this moment dry and unproductive, but if you will start drilling around in your life by the power of the Holy Spirit and with the Word of God, there's no telling what you might discover. Yes, you might strike it rich in your own life. There are three areas of striking it rich that I would like to call to your attention in this message. First, I would say to you, you can strike it rich in the gold mine of humanity. The psalmist asked, When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the stars and the moon which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Did you know that 50% of all Jesus' ministry was spent in dealing with individuals? You are important in God's economy. God loves you. God wants you. God wants to bless you even in this moment and in this hour. I read in the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 8, at verse 36, Jesus said, What shall a man profit if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? My friend, if you lose your soul, you've lost everything. It's bad to lose your health. It's bad to lose your wealth. But the most tragic thing that could happen to you is for you to lose your soul. Jesus loved you enough to die on the cross for you. One day he was teaching in a crowded house. Some people came to him and said to him, "Master, your mother and your brothers are outside waiting on you." Jesus looked all around him and saw the multitudes who were listening to his word. And Jesus said, "These who hear my word are my mother and my brethren." A new relationship. God thinks enough of you to call you his child with your simple, childlike faith in Jesus Christ. Yes, there are many difficulties in life, and all of us have our weaknesses. At our strongest, we are very weak. At our best, we are very bad. But the poet put it this way: there is so much good in the worst of us, and so much bad in the best of us, it ill behooves any of us to criticize the rest of us. How many times has it been said about certain boys, "Why, that boy will never amount to anything"? You know, somebody probably said that about the Apostle Peter when he was a lad. They might have said, "Why, all Peter wants to do is fish. He'll never amount to anything." But my friend, one day while he was fishing, Jesus came, and Jesus called him from his fish nets, and Jesus made him a soul winner, an apostle, a preacher of the gospel. And one day Peter stood up to preach a message, and 3,000 souls were saved. My friend, you never know what that little boy in your community is going to amount to. There is a gold mine in the humanity around you. Why not begin today to drill into it and strike it rich? In the second place, you can strike it rich in the gold mine of influence. You know, your life is influencing somebody's life right now, this moment. Today, you will influence someone either for good or for bad. You, as a Christian, influencing somebody toward God, can have a tremendous joy in your life. Did you know that your life is the only Bible that many people ever read? That man out there on the job, the man in the neighborhood, in the community, he sees your life. He's reading your life like an open book. One day Peter said, "I'm going fishing." And the other disciples joined with him and said, "Well, if Peter is going, we are going too." That is the unconscious influence that a man can have on other men. And you never know what influence you can have by a kind word, by a good deed. You are influencing somebody else's life now. Longfellow put it this way: "I shot an arrow into the air. It fell to earth, I knew not where. For so swiftly it flew, the sight could not follow it in its flight. I breathed a song into the air. It fell to earth, I knew not where. For who has sight so keen and strong that it can follow the flight of song? Long, long afterward, in an oak, I found the arrow still unbroke, and the song, from beginning to end, I found again in the heart of a friend." That is the power of influence. And you can strike it rich in the gold mine of influence today. Then there's the third area of striking it rich. You can strike it rich in the gold mine of the gospel. I have one deep-seated desire in my life and in my ministry, and that is one day to be given the privilege to preach the gospel to somebody who has never once heard the name of Jesus. I want to tell out the story to those who've never heard it. You see, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Paul put it this way: "I am proud of the gospel of Christ, for it is the dynamic the dynamo, the dynamite, the explosive, the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. Paul knew what it was to have the power of the gospel in his own life, because one day on the road to Damascus, his life was totally changed. And the gospel can do the same thing for you today. There is power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. My friend, today, right by your radio, you can resolve that by faith in Christ, you're going to strike it rich. And I believe God wants you to be spiritually rich. I believe this: God has everything, and God wants you to share in everything that He has. And that includes the wonderful story of the gospel. How Jesus Christ one day died upon the cross. How that He was buried. And how that on the morning of the third day, He rose again. This, my friend, is the gold mine of the gospel of redeeming grace. And it can be yours now, as you simply open the door of your heart. Pray the sinner's prayer: God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Oh, I know you've tried everything. You've been seeking and searching and trying and reaching out and grasping for whatever was going by. Quit trying, my friend, and start trusting. Trusting the Lord Jesus Christ in this hour. And the moment you do, you'll strike it rich forever. I have this footnote, and I shall be through. You can strike it rich in the gold mine of prayer. This moment, by your radio, even now, pray, and God will answer your prayer, and you can strike it rich this moment. In closing the broadcast, I want to give you again an invitation to attend the first Sunday of the brand new Sunday school year today at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. We meet at 10 o'clock with our morning worship hour at 11 and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. Come today and visit Worth Baptist Church, where there's a festival of faith in the days of the fall. So until next Lord's Day at the same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.